Eileen Valoria is here along with Shannon Thompson. Good morning to you both.
Hi,
good morning. Hi, and it's great to have you both here. Tell me what you do for the museum. We'll sort of talk one at a time, Eileen.
Oh, sure. So I am the youth programs coordinator over at the Warhol Museum. It's a part of the education department. So I help coordinate, obviously, all things youth-related, facilitating our Youth Arts Council program, also assisting with Shannon in our LGBTQ plus youth prom as well.
What is important about having a youth program at a place like the Andy Warhol Museum?
I think it's really important for youth to find a safe space where they can be themselves and express themselves. And so we try to establish that kind of environment at the Warhol Museum, inviting them for programming, not only to have like more of a intimate engagement, long-term engagement with like our Youth Arts Council, but to also make sure that our programming is geared towards the youth has a youth voice as a part of it.
The art there is very... it's easy to engage with, mm-hmm. I think, if you're really regardless of age. But as a youth, there's a lot of quirk and whimsy and authenticity, but also some fantasy, too. And what you see in Warhol's works and related artists that are there. So it really is a good setting to have a teen-based program, I think. And the Warhol has had one of the strongest ones in the city for some time. Tell me about your work and what you do.
Yeah, I'm Shannon. I'm an artist educator at the Warhol. So I do kind of more of the public talks and tours than Eileen does, but I also work on a lot of our teen and youth programming, the LGBTQ plus prom that we do every year, as well as Youth Arts Council and Youth Invasion, and also the sensory-friendly programming that we do. So that would be like our silent disco, which is coming up next month, and sensory-friendly workshops regularly. So
great. And that's good. Both of you have really rewarding jobs. I think
so.
And Pittsburgh would be very different without the work that both of you are doing. Now, Youth Invasion is coming up, mm-hmm. and I think I described it somewhat accurately, right?
Yeah.
Parents, first of all, there's an age range that it's geared towards, right? What is that age range?
Teens, generally.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably like middle school to high school.
Okay. And parents or caregivers, you drop your kids off and then see ya, right? My memory is it's not a family. Not that it isn't a friendly thing, but mm-hmm. it's meant literally the teens invade and take over ownership of the museum. I say there's some adults here because yeah. in the past we've gone there to make recordings of some of the bands performing. And you need adults to do the dirty work and take care of things.
Right.
But other than that, it's an event purely programmed and attended by teens. There's a committee that works on it, right, all year long. And I want to be sure we cover what's happening there so that teens or adults who know teens can get information about the event. But what about the planning process? How does that come to be?
Sure. I can talk about that. So we assemble what we call our Youth Arts Council starting at the beginning of the school year. So it's an application and interview process. So right now we have a pretty large group of about 16 high school age students from all over the area. And they've been meeting weekly at the museum with Shannon and I. So they get to a better understanding of how the museum works, how they can utilize the space, draw connections with the work that's in the museum, but then ultimately decide what, if they were to invite their friends to come to the museum, what would they want to showcase? What do they, how would they make them feel welcome? How would they have a good time? And so the Youth Arts Council, you know, they go through lots of brainstorming. so the event itself, Youth Invasion, is kind of always the anchor event that they're always going to plan. And so they have that kind of insight going into the school year. So they come up with everything from the theme of the event, that we broke them into different creative committees as well. So, you know, there's a team of them that created the poster, another team that created the imagery that will be used for silkscreen printing, a group that comes up with all the art activities that we'll offer in our studio. So it's been a lot of all hands on deck as far as the youth planning goes. So Shannon and I do a lot of more of the logistical work with behind the scenes as far as like dealing with the rest of the departments of the museum. But we do our best to make sure that the youth voice is heard.
And that's a commitment, mm-hmm. and it's an organization that does work in that area. It also requires a really careful touch and approach, and the Warhol has been known for that for many years. Can you share this year's theme and a little bit about what's going to happen? We're going to turn to Shannon for that.
Yeah, sure. this year's theme is Picture Show. So the idea was a kind of a Hollywood through the ages theme, and we're kind of looking at different versions of Hollywood, different eras, and we have a bunch of different performers this year covering a wide range from like spoken word to solo performances to some dance performances. Should I go ahead and list who we've got?
By all means,
sure.
Yeah.
We've got Impala Boulevard, Socialist Cowboy.
Now, these are all youth performers,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Okay. I think some of the bands might have, like, an adult in them, but they're all, you know, youth-driven.
Mm-hmm.
Crunk Movement, Snowdonia, Sloan Simon, and more. That's a band name. That's not me trailing off. Pierce Dipner, Elias Corey, Nasai Temko, and Melina Bowser. So those are our performers. I think that's going to start at like 5:30 on the night of Youth Invasion or 6. And, you know, in addition to all the performers, we've got our youth art exhibition, which is a big part of Youth Invasion every year. We've got 33 artists this year and approximately 45 pieces. So there were 90 or 100 pieces submitted, and the Youth Arts Council goes through the process of kind of rating everything and figuring out what would work together in a show. The theme this year for the Youth Art Exhibition is portraiture. So we've got a lot of really interesting work, and people took that in a lot of different directions.
I'll bet. And yeah. These are in different media, too. I would imagine you've got photographs and paintings and
sculptures and a dress. So
excellent. And I didn't realize that was a juried exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And so that will be on display. Will that incidentally be up at other times as well as youth, so adults can see that?
Yes.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So kind of the opening of the exhibition kind of coincides with Youth Invasion itself. And then the work will actually be up through April 20th. So it actually also covers PPS spring break so that even if you were unable to come to Youth Invasion, you're able to see it for the next 2 weeks.
When I know the All City Art Show is coming, if not already here, it's getting there. By the way, if you're just joining us, you just heard the voice of Eileen Valoria, who along with Shannon Thompson are here representing the Andy Warhol Museum and its 2019 Youth Invasion. And the night is April 5th. It's mm-hmm. coming up April 5th. It's 5 to 10 o'clock. Teens can stay as long as they wish. And in addition to looking at the art and to listening to the performances, the Teen Advisory Council has been working on a lot of great activities to do that night. Can you share what some of those will be? You mentioned silk screening mm-hmm. is one.
Yeah, so in our education studio, we always try to kind of also teach the visitors about Warhol's art-making process. Silkscreen printing was a large part of that. And so a lot of the teens have, we took a visit to Artist Image Resource, or AIR, also located on the north side. And so they got a chance to design and make their own silkscreens that will be available for print at the event. But then they also came up with a... kind of this make your own award. You know, it was the end the award season, and so we have these prints of kind of like award trophy like things, like an Oscar or the little like popcorn thing, and so they can embellish and create their own award for themselves.
That fits the last, or I keep wanting to say the last picture show, the picture show theme mm-hmm. really well.
Yeah,
that's make your own Oscar, make your own. Popcorn.
Yeah.
Popcorn box.
Yeah. And then they also decided to have kind of their own like glamour station for like taking selfies or doing photos to kind of dress up like old Hollywood, whether we have wigs or feather boas, so they can get dressed up and have their own little glamour shot photo shoot.
I think Andy would approve.
Yeah.
Is there a red carpet anywhere?
We'll have to figure that out logistically.
I've done a couple events where we've used a red carpet. It's fun if mm-hmm. you could figure it out.
Yeah.
Well, this is all at the Andy Warhol Museum. If you go to their website at warhol.org, mm-hmm. You can find more information. It's called Youth Invasion. And I'm really pleased to know that the Youth Art Exhibit will continue mm-hmm. after Youth Invasion. Youth Invasion Night is April 5th. We plan to be there. We'll be making some recordings of some of the groups so that we can later play them on the radio. It's always been fun for us. Now, as long as we happen to have Shannon here, why don't we say something about the prom that's coming up? The LGBTQ alternative prom, I would imagine, is in May or June, right?
Yeah, it's June 1st this year, so it's a Saturday. And we have a similar but less formal model for a planning committee, so it's more drop-in based. We have 5 meetings in the month leading up to prom, and students who are coming to those decide on the theme, decide on the activities, you know, all that kind of stuff, work on the posters and marketing. So once again, it's a really, you know, youth-driven focus.
Are you limited to Pittsburgh public schools, or are you going beyond the Pittsburgh public?
So since the planning meetings for that are drop-in, you know, we take whoever comes. No one's like registering, and it is ages 13 through 20. So a big problem with, you know, services for youth and LGBTQ youth is that, you know, sometimes once you're 18, you're not invited anymore. So we try and make sure that people have kind of a way to ease that transition by going to age 20. But it's really exciting. The theme this year is forest, and we'll be figuring out kind of more what that means at our next couple of meetings. And we're going to be, you know, making decorations. Last year we partnered with the Community Mixtape Project.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and had 3 youth DJs. We're going to be doing that again this year, and I think we're going to have 8 youth DJs who are all getting paid for doing a short set at prom, in addition to, you know, the professional DJ services from the folks at Community Mixtape Project. So we're really excited about doing that again.
Well, again, if you would like more information on that, warhol.org mm-hmm. is where you can go, and it sounds like a great event. Can allies get involved as well? I would imagine there's room mm-hmm. for anybody who wants to be supportive, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We don't, you know, check anyone's card or anything, but certainly a lot of people who came last year identified as allies. We had a sellout crowd last year. I think we had about 350 people. Tickets are on sale now. So if you are interested, they will probably sell out in advance again.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great to be able to have that opportunity for students, and especially I think sometimes folks would not realize how many students an event like this is serving and, mm-hmm. and the gap that it happens to fill. Two great events, one in April, one in June. Mm-hmm. You can learn more about them, Youth Invasion, April 5th, and the prom on June 1st mm-hmm. by going to warhol.org. Eileen Valoria and Shannon Thompson here with us. Is there anything else you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
So one other thing I wanted to mention about Youth Invasion, along with the student art exhibition, the live performances, we actually have a few student vendors there as well. So also supporting those teens that want to go into kind of like the maker field. So we have HMR Apparel, Arashi, My Canvas, Kiki Reads Comics, and then students that go through our Youth Open Studio program at AIR, Artist Image Resource. So these are all students. The majority of them have actually gone through the Startable Pittsburgh program and learning how to kind of create their own business with the artwork that they make. So also wanting to support those future makers in the area as well.
That's terrific. And Shannon, anything else you wanted to mention?
You know, I think I might be all set.
Good.
Thank you.
That means I did my job.
Yeah.
Again, it's warhol.org. The Andy mm-hmm. Warhol Museum is just amazing when you go to it to visit. There are people from all over the world that come to Pittsburgh to view the contents of that museum mm-hmm. as well as the exhibits that change from time to time. And depending on where you are right now listening, it might be right in your backyard. It's in our backyard here on the north side. Thanks to both of you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Take care. Again, it's WARHOL, warhol.org.